Who's a better wideout? A.J. Green, who John Clayton says is the best, or Julio Jones? Answer that right after these messages.
Hello, Mr. Snyder. Here's your mail for today. Have a good day. Mr. Pearson, hello. You well? Okay, locker room. Okay, where's number 39? Lemon hoodie. Me too. And what is that? I'm holding Brandon Browner's gloves. Have you seen what he does with these gloves, man? Bad things, man. I mean, bad things. Jamming a receiver at the line, you're not going anywhere. Force fumbles. Things I can't even possibly talk about with you. Do you have any idea what Brandon would do if he knew I was messing with his gloves? Bad things, man.
I apologize for the feedback on that little bit there. Not sure what that was all about. We'll just say it was the AC ducts here at the APB Sports Office. So the question, Julio Jones, A.J. Green, who's the man? Well, let's be honest, they're both monsters. They're both young, fast, vicious. First thing I like to do, though, during questions like this is go straight to the stats. So I'm jumping over to the NFL.com Bengals page. Actually, I'm going to go back and just go to search the players. I'm sure they know who A.J. Green is. He's got great hands. Now, he's making catches that are tough to make. A lot of Julio's are over the shoulder, into the hands, dimes, you know, things you'd expect. I think AJ has a good quarterback, but Matt Ryan's better over there at Atlanta. I'm just talking in the middle here while I pull up these stats. Come on now. Okay, here we go. Pierre Garçon, another good one. Wolf starts his name, his last name with a G. Golden Tate, of course, another one. His last name starts with a T. Gonzalez. So far as Gooden, linebacker, San Fran, haven't heard of him. Deshaun Goldson, definitely heard of him. We'll see him in a couple weeks, the 23rd. Congrats on the baby. Now, A.J. Green. There you are. Oh, that's A.J. Green got cut. That's Chicago, not the same one. Go up a little more. There's receiver number 18. Bengals active. Okay. A.J. Green, number 18, wide receiver. The guy is 6'4", 207, 24 years old. I mean, he's fast, too. He runs like, you know, the wind. In 12 games this season, he's got 76 receptions, 1,107 yards, average of 14.6, along of a 73-yard touchdown, 10 total touchdowns, and he's definitely making the Bengals seem better than they are. Now let's get a screen-by-screen comparison. Does it have any highlights in the sidebar? It should have some highlights here. Oh, okay, it does. Dalton to receiver Green, 48-yard pass. Please don't show me an ad in between these. I just want to see the highlight. Nope. Gonna show me an ad that will start in 5 seconds. Put my volume on this. Yes, no ad. Okay. Here we go. Third, it's on 3rd and 11. Ooh.
Well, AJ Green says all you people these guys go ahead and fight, I'm going to make plays. And he beats double coverage. Andy Dalton gives him a chance, and he splits the safeties. Great throw by
Andy Dalton. Yeah, he does that. He, that's what he do. That's what he do. That's nothing. Okay. Yeah, that's what he does. He makes big plays. 3rd and 11, he caught a 48-yard first down. I mean, that's big time. Side note, breaking news, Cowboys' Josh Fritt arrested on charge of intoxication manslaughter. Tragic morning for the NFL, for the Cowboys fans. Our thoughts and prayers are with Jerry Brown Jr.'s family, who was killed in the car crash early this morning. Julio Jones, definitely a good guy to have on your fantasy team. Let's take a look at his career stats, which has been like, what, 2 years? He rocks number 11. He's a receiver for the Atlanta Falcons. Come on, stats. Pull up now. Okay. Ooh, this guy is 6'3", 220, 23 years old. Went to Bama. And as, I don't know if I mentioned this before, A.J. Green went to Georgia. So, we're looking at the numbers here. Julio, 12 games, 931 yards, 16.1 average. He had a long of an 80-yard touchdown. He's got 6 touchdowns on the year. Now, some of that stuff is political, you know. Julio also plays with a guy named Roddy White, who's solid. He's got a good team around him. Bengals team is, yeah, they might sneak into the playoffs, actually, in the AFC. But from the numbers alone and from the plays I've seen, I got to go with A.J. Green as the better pick of the two if you have to pick one or the other, or somebody in the world, you know, gets an egg in the face or a pie or something like that. A.J. Green's got better numbers right now, but that is political. That's not necessarily saying he's, you know, 4 touchdowns better than Julio. They both play tough. They're both vicious. I got to go with A.J. Green because we don't stand on the fence here at APB Sports. All right. That's it for today. For now, I'll get at you later. Thank you for listening. Please check out APBSports.com for the real, rap, raw sports talk. Be well.